Is BlackRock selling annuities now? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today in episode 90 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. I got a random email from one of my existing clients end of last week, and it basically said, hey, Marty, is this BlackRock annuity better than the ones that you offer? And that's where I get most of my ideas for content here is dealing with clients. I knew BlackRock was recommending annuities as a strategy. I've talked about that in the past. That email made me think maybe something had changed and now they had developed their own insurance slash annuity company. So I started digging into it a little bit and I came across this press release from BlackRock. Now, this goes back to 2020, but let's take a look at what they're actually doing here. So I'm just going to read some of the highlights. Again, this is from May 27, 2020. This is directly from their press release. At a time when Americans are increasingly concerned about their long-term financial future, I don't know when they haven't been, BlackRock is announcing a groundbreaking solution designed to provide millions of American workers with simplified access to lifetime income throughout their retirement. In a major step forward, BlackRock has enlisted two leading insurers, Equitable and Brighthouse Financial, in the effort. Designed to be provided through employer-defined contribution plans, the new investment solution called LifePath Paycheck. BlackRock is not issuing the annuities. They have partnered with two different insurance slash annuity companies. Now, two means limited to two options, which is Equitable and Brighthouse. Nothing wrong with either company, but now you're only dealing with two companies that you can choose from. Equitable, I know, is pretty heavy in like variable annuities. I've done plenty of talks on variable annuities and why you should most likely stay away from them. Brighthouse is one of those companies that just flies under the radar. You never really hear a whole lot about them. So nothing wrong with them. But again, just like Fidelity and Charles Schwab and Edward Jones has partnered with different annuity companies, BlackRock has just thrown themselves in that arena, okay? What they're doing, and this goes into the next paragraph here, the investment solution is a target date strategy that will include an allocation to innovative annuity contracts over time. I don't know what's innovative about them. In a significant breakthrough for the industry, these annuity contracts to be issued by Equitable and Brighthouse Financial will not limit the daily liquidity of the target date strategy and will provide plan participants with the option to use a portion of their plan account balance at retirement to purchase fixed individual retirement annuities from the insurers that will provide guaranteed lifetime income. The way I read this is that basically, they're taking defined contribution plans from corporations, and then they're going to be managing that money while the person is still working at their job and contributing to that plan. And it looks like they're just going to be using a target date strategy. All that means is that, hey, if you're 35 and you're contributing, the majority of your money is going to equities. If you're 55, now we're transitioning out of equities and going more into bonds. But I do not get the impression from this article that you are actually contributing to an annuity during this process. It sounds like more of the money is being allocated to more fixed instrument products like bonds. And then when you do retire, okay, then they're going to advise you to go to Equitable or Brighthouse and dump some money into an income annuity. That's how I'm reading this. So there's nothing super innovative about this. Your money is still at risk up until the point that you retire. Okay, maybe not all at risk because there's some bonds in there, but guess what? You can lose money in bonds. So a new approach to decumulation and retirement stability. Nothing new about this. Annuities have been around since the Roman era. Okay, they've been around this country since the late 1700s. But the article reads, the trend away from defined benefit plans and the relatively low uptake of traditional annuities in defined contribution plans have left too many Americans to figure out on their own how to convert their savings into a dependable income stream, a problem made even more difficult during times of market stress. Basically, what they're saying is, we're just going to make this really convenient for you. We're going to limit the choices of where you can go with the money, but we're just going to make it super convenient. And you're going to see a lot more of this popping up. I know the current administration in the White House is pushing for more 401k options to have annuities in them. Why? Because annuities are a great idea for retirement. Period. Full stop. The article goes on, quote, "We believe that choice, flexibility, and lifetime retirement income are key components in helping people secure their financial well-being," end quote, by Nick Lane, president of Equitable. We believe that the choice, well, you're not getting a whole lot of choices in this, but he is absolutely correct on everything else. Quote, "Our clients are looking for ways to solve the challenge of decumulation and deliver lifetime income to their employees in a simple and scalable way," unquote, Jeff Simini, head of retirement products at Voya. It is simple. It's the most simple thing you can think of. It's only when people start wanting to understand as much about annuities as the actuaries who design them that it becomes complicated. The concept is extremely simple. Lump sum of money, guaranteed lifetime income, no matter how long you live. So again, they're selling this program just on simplicity that they're going to have a couple options for you if your employer is a client of BlackRock. Remember, the employers are sending their 401k programs to BlackRock to be managed. And I have all my own opinions on BlackRock and conspiracy theories, and I'll let you make that decision on your own. However, the article continues, "The United States is facing a retirement crisis." This was shocking to me, actually. 40% of households approaching retirement age have zero savings. And a quarter of American seniors could not fund 2 years of paid home care, even if they liquidated all of their assets. Maybe long-term care insurance is something you need to explore. The COVID-19 crisis has magnified these troubling trends, underscoring the work that must be done to provide workers and retirees long-term stability and security. We had that at one point in this country. It was called defined benefit pension plans. And then companies figured out that they could get themselves off the hook for having to pay their employees for the rest of their lives. From a business point, I totally get that. From the health of a country and loyalty to companies for a long working career, it totally decimated all of that. So now annuities are our best option for guaranteed retirement income. Let's see, did I have anything else? So it goes on a little bit about Equitable and Bright House, nothing exciting, but let's just do some comparisons here. So I just looked at, say, okay, let's say we have one of these clients, 65-year-old, married, so now they're looking for joint income. Let's say they got $1 million sitting in their 401, and the BlackRock advisor says, okay, let's allocate $300,000 to get you a guaranteed lifetime income. Now, depending on, are they pushing variable annuities from Equitable, or are we just trying to make this as simple as possible, and we're getting a lifetime income with a return of premium? What that means is that if you die before all of the income is paid back to both you and your spouse, then anything that has not been paid out goes to your beneficiary in a lump sum. That's what return of premium means. So again, these are October of 2025 numbers. If a 65-year-old couple took $300,000, you can see Bright House does pop up here. Equitable does not, which means they're not even in the top 20. So Bright House down here would pay $1,539 per month. Let's round it up to $1,540, which is exactly $18,472.56 per year. Not terrible. It's not number one on this list, but okay, great. You have a guaranteed $1,500 a month for both you and your spouse, no matter how long you live, with the guarantee that if you don't get all the money back in income, it gets passed on as a death benefit. Great. Well, let's see what else is out there. Again, this is third-party industry software that just puts all of the top-paying annuities right next to each other. So I was just curious. I said, okay, now we know what Bright House would give someone, what would some of the other options be? So I went into my software and look at this. Top one popping up is paying $22,313 per year for the same $300,000 of premium, guaranteed joint lifetime income. In this particular product, you would see the death benefit last until all the income is paid back. Now in October of 2025, the top one for this specific situation is the Nationwide Peak 10. Not available in all states, but I've sold it. Great product. People are very happy with it. So, okay, there's a little bit of a difference there. Let's do the math. So a 65-year-old couple, $300,000 premium for joint lifetime income. The BlackRock recommendation would get them $18,473 per year. And again, this is October of 2025, depending on when you're watching this. The Atlas recommendation would get them $22,313 per year. You may say, okay, it's a difference of about $3,840 per year. It's just easier. I don't want to have to talk to guys like you, Marty, to find this stuff. I don't want to have to go do the research. I don't understand this. I like my guy or my gal at BlackRock. I'm just going to go with them. You know, it's a difference of, I don't know, a couple hundred bucks a month when it's all said and done. Okay, great. Now, there's an old saying that 1 degree off course can put you in a very different spot of where you're aiming down the road. So, you know, if you set sail and you're headed towards Japan, but you're off by 1 degree, you're either going to end up in Russia or you're probably going to end up in Australia somewhere, because a small degree of difference over a long period of time makes a tremendous difference. So over a 10-year period, you're getting, and again, this specific example, you're getting over $38,000 less in income over a 10-year period. If this couple lives to be 85, they've received almost $77,000 less in income. If one of them or both of them lives to be 95 or beyond, okay, now you've missed out on over $115,000 of income. Why? Because you don't want to be inconvenienced and do your own homework. Don't settle for less income just out of convenience. And we're going to see more and more of this as more of these 401ks start getting pushed to these bigger management companies that have these agreements with just a handful of annuity companies. Okay. Don't settle for less just because of convenience. Now, the best thing you can do, reach out to an independent advisor that can work with any company that's out there. The best way to do that, if you're going to get in touch with me, is to go to atlasannuity.com. That takes you directly to my calendar page. Book a short Zoom call. We'll run the numbers and we'll see if it's a good fit or not. That's it. Okay. If you don't like it, flush it. Now, if you're new to annuities and you're just stumbling across this, I'm going to recommend that, again, that you go to atlasannuity.com and you click on the video tab. That will take you to my video series called 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, which actually shows you how these annuities work inside of your retirement. We go through several different case examples, and most likely you're going to be able to relate to one of them. And again, if you're just stumbling across this podcast or the YouTube channel, please subscribe, give us a thumbs up. It helps us get more traction and get the word out. And we always appreciate it. Again, I want to thank you for joining me. This has been episode 90 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. My name is Marty Becker, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.